Hello, I'm John O'Donnell, and I'm a Dynamics ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft, and today I'm in New Orleans at Convergence 2009, and sitting here with Dan and Dan from Transensus. So guys, could you give me an introduction, tell me what your role is?
I'm Dan Pei, responsible for Vice President of Sales and Marketing.
Okay, and Dan number two?
I'm the Vice President of Business Development.
Okay, well, could we start off by giving us some background on Transensus, a bit about the company expertise, when you were founded, why you were founded?
Yeah, Transensus was founded in 2004. The name Transensus was pretty much a Latin word for transcend the way people learn and adapt to the experience of software.
Okay.
We wanted to change user adoption, increase user adoption of software applications, and solve the problem of onboard new user training.
Okay, and it's a huge area. I mean, I've been through a number of CRM deployments where as part of the implementation, you would actually go through and create a sizable training document, but then obviously getting users to sit down and review it and read it is difficult at the best of time. So maybe we could focus, first of all, on how you work with Dynamics CRM and just tell us a bit about how a user would actually see the application.
Sure. We work on both CRM on-premise and online. And essentially the way our application works is a subject matter expert would sit down with our product and record a workflow.
Okay.
So similar to what a lot of people think it's a video, but it's not. It's not simulation. It's not a video. But you record the steps, step by step, task by task, in the live application. You publish that script. You can then deploy the script to end users and allow them to play the script back. Which
as they're using the application.
Actually, with Dan's an expert in deploying enterprise-wide software. I think we ought to call it Dan in a box.
Right.
You know, we can send Dan's expertise throughout the entire organization.
Okay.
In a way, with ShowGuide.
So instead of a user having to refer to a manual or call up support, instead as they're hovering over fields in CRM, it'll actually pop up windows to say, here's what this field's actually talking about.
Well, it actually, you run the script, and the script will pop up. Balloons, help, guided
okay.
help balloons that will walk the user through the steps in the live application.
And tell them specifically where to click, not just an instruction procedure guide,
right.
but specifically where that button actually exists on that user interface.
So even if the users had gone through a training course and had read the manual, on an ongoing basis, as an example, if a field had changed or a sales process had changed, it would actually give you that information. You know, and obviously the way the solution works is that as users become more and more expert with the product, potentially you could remove some help if the users are, you know, if it's now obvious to them.
Correct. It is really an adoption tool. We've solved end user adoption. I've
okay.
deployed enterprise software for 17 years in some of the largest organizations in the world. And had we had this technology back then,
right.
We could have saved companies millions of dollars in training.
Well, so talk to me about. I think one of the exciting things is this isn't just for CRM online. Sorry, for CRM on premise, but also for CRM online as well.
That's correct. And XRM.
And XRM as well. So if we've deployed CRM into some new vertical, then again we can use this technology to obviously drive user adoption and obviously make end user health training a lot easier.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, Microsoft Dynamics CRM is the most flexible CRM tool, and I've used several. And we wanted to be associated with. Is quite frankly,
the Dynamics
best.
Community,
right.
Yes,
as
okay.
a whole,
and spread to the Dynamics community. Exactly.
Well, that's good to hear. So tell us a bit about your experience at Convergence 2009.
We both jump on that because this has been a phenomenal experience. Convergence is the perfect word because where else in the world would all of this expertise and focus and drive to help make CRM successful in enterprises and end user experience than right here? So we've had. Phenomenal discussions with partners, with customers who have a desire to improve their end user experience, and that's certainly an opportunity for us.
I think there were some great sessions during the
yep.
show as well. Very, very, very informative.
I think one of the challenges are there's too much content and not enough time to get around.
Well, yes, and from one end to the other. Yeah.
I think someone told me it was about a mile long.
Yeah.
So finally, I mean, tell me a bit about, this isn't just a solution for Microsoft Dynamics platforms, it could be any Microsoft application.
It's essentially, we work out of the box with with almost every Microsoft application to about 80 to 90% compatibility.
Okay.
We are able to extend that compatibility through a process that we call optimization, which takes a couple of hours to a couple of
right.
days, depending on the depending on the product.
Excellent. Well, what we'll do is we'll roll to a demonstration of the product, and then we'll follow up with how to contact you guys. So again, thanks for talking to me at Convergence 2009, and thanks for watching.
Thanks, John.
Show Guide allows your Microsoft Dynamics users to be immediately productive by providing step-by-step guidance inside the actual software application instead of a simulation or separate help window. These published scripts may be launched in many ways, including a browser. In this scenario, we'll create a new lead for sales follow-up in Microsoft Dynamics CRM. When I click on this web link, Show Player launches. Step-by-step guidance is provided in the live application, right when I need it. I'll quickly fill out the information, then click Continue to take me to the next step. At any time, I can press the Escape key to exit the script. This solution is especially effective for onboarding new users, or for users that don't remember how to complete more complex tasks. Show Guide is all about productivity and results with the software investments you have already made. Now that you have been introduced to how finished content can interact with a live application like Dynamics CRM, our founder will demonstrate the process for creating a basic script using the Show Guide authoring system.
The Show Guide interface is very simple and straightforward. To begin building the content, I'll click on the Record tool to capture the initial steps. The Show Guide window will minimize, and the Show Guide recording window will appear in its place. My interactions with the application, meaning my mouse clicks and my keyboard entries in this context, will be detected as I complete the procedure I want to capture in the application. First, I'll click the Workplace taskbar. Notice how the Show Guide recorder detects that I click the left mouse button on this object. Now I'll click on the Activities link. Once again, the recorder picks up the mouse interaction with the application. To finish recording, I'll press the Escape key on the keyboard. The Show Guide window will reappear. As you can see, Show Guide has converted the recorded interactions to steps in this part of the interface. If I open one of the steps, the step editing pane appears in the place of the step list. You'll notice that Show Guide automatically generates a balloon for the step. This balloon is populated with prototype annotation that you can use in a modified form if you wish, or modify it to suit your individual preferences. One interesting thing to note is that Show Guide produces the recorded content in as many as 11 languages simultaneously. I'm going to play the script in one of these languages. Notice how the instructions on the balloon are automatically translated into the selected language. This panel contains a number of standard step types that you can include at certain points within your scripts. For example, if you wanted to create a step to ask the user a question or provide a menu of options, you could insert a Get User Input step. If you wanted to play a movie, you could insert a Play Media step. I'm going to add a Get User Input step so we can present the user with a question. Now I'll open the Step Editing pane so I can add the balloon and instructions, from which I can select this option. I can choose from a number of predefined templates from this menu if desired. Instead of selecting a template, I'll create a custom balloon. First, I'll change the presentation language back to English. And then I'll add a title and question to the balloon. We'll ask the user what type of activity they would like to create. A balloon of this nature is used to present the user with what we commonly refer to as a decision point within the script. The links that I add to the balloon will correspond to paths, each with its own set of required steps. I'll create a new path for the link. Now I'll add a second show link. This time I'll create a link and path to give the user the option of creating an email. Finally, I'll add a third show link to the balloon. This time I'll create a link and path to give the user the option of creating a task. To summarize what I've done thus far, I now have three links and three corresponding paths. In each path, I can link to another script, insert steps manually, or record the steps that I want to capture. I'm going to record a sequence in the appointment path. The show guide recording window appears. First, I'll record the New button. Now I'll select Appointment from the list in the New Activity dialog box, and then click the OK button to display the new appointment form. For the sake of simplicity, I'm going to record just a couple of items on this form. First, I'll click in the Subject field, and then to ensure that the user will save the new activity, I'll make sure that I also click Save and Close. I'll press the Escape key to finish recording. Notice how the recorded steps have been added to the appointment path. Now I'll record steps for the email path. Now I'll select Email from the list in the New Activity dialog box and click OK to display the new email. I'll click in the Subject field and then click Save and Close and press the Escape key to stop recording. Once again, the steps that I have recorded have been added to the email path. I'll repeat this procedure a third time to add steps to the task path. Because ShowGuide has the ability to interact with the graphical user interface of the live software application, I can do some very interesting things from a script automation standpoint. I'm going to send input to the application so I can automate typing in one of the fields. Sometimes it's helpful to insert media components into a script to introduce a task or provide additional information to promote greater understanding of the task. I'll add a movie to the script. I'll open the editing pane for the movie resource, and then right-click in the presentation panel and choose Add Presentation Movie. To select the movie, I'll click this button, and then play the script so we can see what I have developed. First, the movie will appear. Now I'll click through the first few steps until the question balloon appears. First, I'll click the Here link so I can view the additional instructions that I created. Notice how a separate balloon appears with the expanded definitions that I inserted. To return to the step-by-step instructions, I'll click the Continue link. Now I'll choose the Task option and click through the first few steps. Notice how the step that I automated for the user automatically populates the field with text. This concludes my live demonstration. We have only barely scratched the surface of what Show Technology is capable of providing in terms of in-application guidance. As you can see, this is a unique and very powerful solution, one that you can employ in a simple and cost-effective manner to ensure that your users have the best tools available to them to help them complete their job tasks with greater efficiency and accuracy. Thank you for taking a look.